You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Soul Development is a four-person music collective based out of Oakland that uses their music as activism. They met as college students and performers in Virginia and Washington, D.C., and they connected around their politics and their California roots. Their current studio album called Soul of Black Folk blends rap, jazz, and soul, and it explores themes like police violence, mental health, and mass incarceration, all as seen through black eyes. In this edition of Bay Area Beats, group members share the messages behind that music.
My name is Brittany Tanner. I'm from Bakersfield, California, and I am a vocalist in Soul Development. I've been singing since I was a baby. I started off singing in church. My pastor would let me sing the same song every single Sunday. God bless his soul.
For the past 14 years, I've been waiting, waiting upon this man's explanation.
My experience in D.C. literally changed my life because I learned how to be black and proud. And coming from Bakersfield, California, where it's like cowboys and white trucks and dirt fields and, you know, it's really racist. So it inspired me to really dive into my blackness. And what's crazy is that my song Brother, it was actually on my album Journey to Be You, and it actually spoke to the black experience. So although I didn't really know how yet, I was speaking to the black experience.
I know you're trying to get your hustle on, trying to shine, baby. I will miss you when you're gone. To a time we gonna make it real big one day.
It's like the blueprint, how to live, how to navigate through this life, how to navigate being black. And it's inspiration for black people, and it's hope. And it's just that thing that kind of gets you to the next day and lets you know that, damn, they feel me.
My name is Felicia Gangloff Bailey, and I am from Sacramento, California, and I am a vocalist. Music was my life. At that point, growing up, that's all I really wanted to do. And I started writing music in high school. And I challenged myself to write complete songs, and I was putting them in this notebook and never thinking about like an album, but just wanting to be creative in that way. And then I knew, like, without a doubt, I never wrestled with what I was gonna major in. Then while I was in school, I saw something different, and I became so interested in psychology and educational psychology and understanding black students and how they learn and understanding how they're motivated and understanding circumstances that create that informed decision making. Despite the books he read, circumstances got his soul searching, and I can hear it in his voice. I see, our ability to facilitate hope, or how I can facilitate hope, is through a lens of love. I have to be able to look through that lens, and that lens only, and that means I have to see hopelessness and see it as that. Through that lens of love, I have to look at it with integrity and not look at it as if it's because it's their fault or it was their choice. Circumstances created these degrees of hopelessness, so it would require me then to be able to look at hopelessness with a lens of love. It would require me to be able to see individuals with that. Obviously, we're doing this through our music.
My name is Lauren Adams. I am from San Francisco, California, represent Filmo. Role in the group, whatever is needed, keys, vocals, writing, whatever, I'm here. Are we conscious rappers or artists? We're aware of what's happening around us, if that's what conscious is. I think everyone should be aware.
And then they killed them, then they lied, and let him by, and let her by. Tell me why, oh, tell me why.
This music that you hear on The Soul of Black Folk, throughout the many different themes you hear in between the first track and the last track, the message doesn't change. The theme doesn't change. It's like, even through all of that, you still must be a source of light regardless of what was given to you.
I got a father in the big blue sky.
This is what being a source of light looks like when you lose a brother to gun violence. This is what being a source of light looks like when you see another brother killed through gun violence. This is what being a source of light looks like when you lose a brother to mass incarceration.
Try to pray for peace, but every day is getting harder. Can't even scroll my phone without somebody getting slaughtered. And even with our cameras up, no charges getting brought up. They body slam our daughters and they execute our fathers. Make us pray for peace.
We still say Sandra Bland's name. We still say Mike Brown's name. Like, say their names. That's how you keep hope alive. Keep talking about them. Keep talking about the light that they were here on Earth. After a while, it's the conversation isn't just a black conversation, though we know who our audience is. We are speaking directly to black bodies, right? But I think what it does is opens the conversation up to all humanity to start looking at what being a source of light looks like in your body. We're changing the metric of what's popular and what's in the forefront, and people are hungry for it. They're really hungry for it. They're hurting. They're tired of seeing what they see on the 10 o'clock news. People are fed up of hearing no indictments happen time and time again with unarmed black men and women, right? People are tired of seeing our brown brothers and sisters locked in cages. Like, people are tired, and they need something to energize them to keep fighting. There's always a soundtrack to the movement. We are that right now.
To San Francisco, to Oakland, to Baltimore, to Ferguson, to Atlanta, there is a movement sweeping this country, and we are not going to stop until you stop killing us. Until you stop killing us, we will continue to shut it down, interrupt your business as usual.
Blessings, good people. I'm Kariga Bailey, MC in Soul Development. I come to the Bay Area by way of Sacramento, California, through DC, and representing the diaspora from Jamaica.
I done found good in the ghetto and bad in Beverly Hills. You find what you search for, whatever you feel appeals.
I had just lost a brother to gun violence in 2014, and Triggerman was from the Bay Area, so I had a lot of reservations about coming back to the space. I didn't want to see no family names and those types of things showing up on rosters. So there was a confronting of a pain and a light that was waiting to be revealed, and that chapter happened in Oakland.
I've been wanting your time for a while, so he gave you loneliness so you could notice him now. And nothing but
Soul of Black Folk is an invitation. Also, we call back to memory who we are. We call back to memory our beauty, the alchemy of our storytelling and our smile. The fact that one could lose a brother to a system as faceless and as vile as mass incarceration and can still tell a story so beautiful to move you. The album is several different movements, but it's the least of us, the left out and the looked over. And if you can hear from those people, you've learned how to hear better, because the voices in the margins don't get heard very well. Our story is important. It's our story.
It can be a dark world sometimes. Don't be afraid to be a source of light.
I'm very aware that it's like, healing ain't cool, it's just hella necessary.
To be a source of light.
I know what we have to say right now in this time, in this season, in this era of music is crucial.
Socially aware music, do I think it's waning? The way I look at it is, when you go out and you drink, and you drunk and you did all these drugs, and at the end of the day, if you want to live to see the next day, you got to drink some water. You gon' need this music. You gon' need this healing.
What I give thanks to Jah that this light has found me. Without the darkness, I feel still far from me. Cause even in the tunnel,
they show you the glorious side. They don't show you the side of healing all the time, what that requires and what that fight to healing looks like. But it's so very necessary.
World sometimes, don't be afraid.
Those were Brittany Tanner, Felicia Gangloff-Bailey, Lauren Adams, and Kariga Bailey, all members of the music collective Soul, that's S-O-L, Development. That piece was produced by Aaliyah Renee Yates, a fellow in our Audio Academy. And you can hear all the stories our fellows have produced at kalw.org. That's also where you can subscribe to the Cross Currents newsletter, get all our stories, all the interviews right in your inbox every week.